I am going to conclude then. The reason I am reading, because on May 31st, I am going to try to test myself. I am supposed to read poetry over Dorothy Six with my friend Rick Bach and Bob Zoller. We're going to have some rock and roll music also. I am having problems with my memory and with my diction. And, whatever. I will try this and we will see. I was in the hospital 4 days last week. Today, I went again. Tomorrow, I will go again. Then on Friday, I will go again. So, there are some interesting things that they do to me. I find them interesting. Anyway, I am writing in my mind. I was given a gift from God, and I flashed like about 500 poems. Okay, it's just a gift. It's not mean they're good nor bad. I am writing one other book to Padre Pio. He had the stigmata. And I'm writing an additional book, which Bob wants me to finish up. Maybe. But I will try. And I'm supposed to be done. This is part of the manuscript. This is called The Dog Sat on the Bank of the River. My nickname was Dog. I can't remember where it all started, but I'm sure that it all happened for a reason. At least I think there was a reason. Now I am old, can't remember too much at all, and remembering isn't that important anyway. What was it all for? For respect, or truth, maybe for love, or perhaps for hope to make the world a better place, safe from the madness of gods or men. It makes not a difference. The dog sat on the bank of the river and watched his enemies float by. Maybe it was for pride. Who can say? I know first pride and then the fall. Sure, as a pig's ass is pork. I have fallen many times. As I once said, it is not the fall that hurts, but the sudden stop followed by the bounce. I like to swear, and I love the vulgar words that I have spit from my mouth, the bitter, filthy words, those wonderful, filthy curse words, words that have pierced the ears of saints and angels. Ah, to have the devil dance on your tongue, the wonderful, bitter words. Anyway, the gods have always been good, not always fair, but really in the scheme of things, it doesn't make much of a difference. I am just a small man who has been slowly ground away by the wheels of fate. My God, ground away by the wheels of fate. And the reason behind the reason. The reason can only be vanity, and vanity probably as strong as lust. And lust has always been no less stronger as vanity. It all just makes sense. Now I stand in front of you, an old buffoon, speaking like I'm a tightrope walker, balancing between justice and mercy. And what is justice? And mercy is what? Justice is bought like an indulgence, and mercy is measured in handfuls of gold, with always the hope to soften the lash. All men with power who are often drunk with power, and all power corrupts all, or something like that. I have watched the drunks as their power diminished with age, and their mercy matters not at all. Mercy me. And the reason, I will do my best to tell you, as an old buffoon would try to tell you, and if truth gets in the way, I will try not to curse. As the story goes, the dog sat on the bank of the river and watched his enemies float by. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.